the second episode of the Shaw Productions Anime Podcast.
Yeah!
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
When I started this, I told us.
We got Matt.
Thank you. No, I can introduce myself. Thank you. I am Matt.
Hello, Matt. I'm Tanner.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Ramito.
And
we're short on Carlos for this episode, but he's here in spirit. Don't laugh. So today we're going to start our review of anime, and this time we decided to review Quintessential Quintuplets. It came out started in January of 2019, so it's been a bit, but we're going to preface this with it's going to be spoilers. We need to, the only way we can possibly review it is with spoilers. So, so we're going to start, does anyone want to start us off or give their first thoughts so we can start talking?
Well, the way I would kind of talk about how I was introduced to this series.
Sure, yeah.
My younger brother, Noel, and you know, I keep talking about him, man, but
yeah, we love
him. Might have him as a guest sometime.
Yes, we need Noel as a guest.
He's just going to be like, Shonen? He's all, my hero, Endeavor. But anyway, he was talking about it and he's all, let me show you this. He's all, I know you like them girls. Let me show you this harem right here. But it was like a different harem. It was not like a typical. It's a different type of harem. But we'll get into that. He's the one that introduced it to me. But like when we were watching it, there was only four episodes at the time when we were watching it. It was coming out as we introduced it to me. But that's how I got introduced to it. And I was so excited. Like it was one of those animes. Like, man, I want to keep watching. What's next? Had a good opening. Has a good ending. But
yeah.
But that's how I was introduced to it.
Yeah, okay. We were excited.
Well, yeah, but you guys didn't watch. Like, it took you like a year after it came out to watch it.
I watched it.
It takes me a while to get into
when it came
out. Well, I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you.
I waited until it was all out to watch it.
And Brandon.
I like the opening because it's one of those openings when all the seiyuu were singing the opening.
Yeah. Well, what was funny is, like, I remember you guys talking about it, and for some reason, I don't know, like, the title of the anime made me think it was, like, a music anime. I don't know why. Like, Quintessential Quintuplet sounds like it's, like, a symphony.
Like,
or
it's
something.
Almost like the Von Trapp family should be in it.
Yeah, so, but, like, yeah, I remember you guys talking about it, and then, like, a year later, I'm just like, well, I kind of want to watch anime dubbed, gets Funimation sub, and first anime I watched with it was that anime. So, finally got to see it, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, nice slice of life.
And harem.
Okay, Tanner, tell us.
Don't point at me.
How'd you get into it?
Well, I want to know.
How did I get into it? It was the slice of life that they were talking about during the season, so I knew of its existence, and I saw, you know, promotional stuff were everywhere. Memes, plenty of memes.
Did I tell you about it before, too?
You probably did. And so I was like, well, I got to watch this, and it was already coming out at that point. I was like, oh, I'm gonna wait for a doll to come out, and I did, and I watched it over like, I don't know, maybe a week. I watched it dubbed, but I have seen some of it subbed. I like the seiyuu on the sub and the voice actors on the dub, so that's something that I liked about it.
Okay.
Tanner?
Yeah, tell us how you got introduced to it.
I got introduced to it because y'all watched it a year ago, and y'all just couldn't stop talking about it. But
I couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really one to just jump on board series. I'd have to be, like, fully convinced that this is going to be something that I'll like, or, like, I have to have good recommendations, and if I don't feel like it's, if I feel like it's going to be basic or something, I don't really want to watch it. Like, it takes me a while to get back into it, but the only reason I have watched it is because of this review we're doing. It's just like, oh, well, we got to rewatch it before we do the review. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just watch it for the first time and give you my impressions of it. But that's how I was introduced to it.
So the basic overview, I'm assuming you've already seen it if you're listening to this, since we just said it's a big spoiler.
Spoilers we're talking about.
But basically, it's still going on. There's the second season that's supposed to come.
2021. Winter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
January.
You're making me wait that long?
It's January.
It's January.
Oh.
Okay.
January's in winter.
I thought you meant like December.
Yeah. That's
winter.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, the way it works winter. In Japan is that's the fall season.
Oh,
it goes
okay.
Because they call it what the season is when it starts. So, like, it's something that finishes in December, probably started in, like, October.
Yeah.
So, that's it's going to be the winter 2021 is going to be shows that started in January, probably ends in March.
But it was supposed to come out in October this year.
It got pushed back because of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Reasons, Brandon. Reasons.
Okay.
Good reasons.
That's good.
It's not good.
No, I mean, like, good reason to not do it.
Yeah, for safety.
Okay.
You're really, it made it seem like good. Like, you hate this shit.
I'm glad
like,
I got pushed
now back. I'm imagining just Tanner, like, in his basement, like, rubbing his hands, and it's like news on COVID.
Good.
He's like that cockroach from Family Guy. He's all good.
But, like, the basic overview was just there's a guy, and he has to tutor this set of quintuplets. And anyone who knows anything about anime can probably tell you what kind of series this is just by that description alone.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess since I'm talking right now, I'll give a bit of my feelings on it. I'm not the biggest fan of it. Thanks for that Coke sound.
Because you said
when I'm talking.
Sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
Thank you.
That was an accident.
Not a sponsor.
Where's our money, Dr. Pepper?
Not a sponsor.
Not with that attitude. But it's...
I'm not giving them free promotion.
I've never been a big fan of harem anime. I think they're lazy a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this one, it falls in that vein. It's a gimmick series. The entire gimmick is we know he marries one of them because that's how it begins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying, they have the five and they're trying for us to watch and be like, who's he going to marry? And it hinges on that. And the problem is with a mystery like this, because the mysteries in general, like I'll give you an example from another anime.
Oh.
And I'll try not to spoil that one since we're not ruining it, but it was called Brave of the Six Flowers. Came out a couple years ago, and to give a very fast example of that or explanation, it's a fantasy one, but it's actually kind of cool because instead of like a medieval Europe, it's more like Aztec aesthetic on it. Yeah. And pretty much like, you know, every 100 years, the Demon Lord comes back and like the chosen warriors will come and fight him.
I think I've heard somebody talk about
it. Probably me talking to you about it.
Yes.
And then there's always supposed to be six. It's the Brave of the Six Flowers.
Yes.
And pretty much they all gather in the series, but when they get there, there's seven of them. So a lot of the series is dedicated to figuring out who is the extra one. So it's a big mystery. But one of the problems with it was that you go through your mind of each person who it could be, and then eventually it's revealed, and it's someone you already suspected because you suspect everyone. So it feels like there's not much impact to it. And it's almost, when I thought about that more of how you do that well, it's almost like how the old Scooby-Doo formula went. Where it was like Velma would have three suspects and it wasn't any of them. But the person that was revealed to was always, it still made sense. It wasn't just completely random like someone they made up.
Yeah.
So the best mysteries are the one that can actually fool you. But once they fool you, it still makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
With Quintessential Quintuplets, it's going to be one of the five. It's not a mystery that it's not going to surprise you because you're always considered each of them.
But what happens to come in season two? Boom, they have a sixth sister they never knew about. Boom,
I'm gonna die.
Maybe, maybe.
Fuck that. Then they're not quintuplets
anymore. No, he gets with his sister.
Wait.
Because remember, they did the whole thing. What's your ideal woman? And he gave him little tidbits. And then it turned out he's talking about his sister.
Oh,
there you go. He gets with his sister.
No.
She turns out she's adopted, so it's okay.
But doesn't
she I didn't know that.
It's all a ruse. See, he marries that one of the quintuplets to be a ruse, but really he gets with his sister who lives with them.
God.
It's that kind of story.
Oh, God. No.
But anyway, that's like my main gripe with the main gimmick of the series. It's like, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Also, just throughout, something that I feel would be unrealistic is even at the end of the first season, it's clear they're all into him, and they all like him, and they all want to be with him. So you're telling me that he's going to just marry one and be now family with the rest of them, sisters-in-laws, where he's going to interact with them daily, and they're just supposed to be okay with that, and it's not going to be awkward, and they're going to be okay living with it like that.
With the way the series is.
It's going to be awkward. It's going to be bad. I will preface my feelings of it is I know a bit about what happens beyond the anime. I know who turns out to be the bride, and I know a little tidbits here and there.
It's a shame, though. That must have killed it.
Well, because, well, like I said, I wasn't too invested already. It was on Instagram. I was going through Instagram. One of the anime pages was like, that I follow, is actually usually pretty good about saying spoiler warning, so I don't look at it. For whatever reason, they just didn't put it for that one. And I was spoiled, so I know.
It was fan art.
Well, I think it was fan art. It was just like, it was something else. It was like, fan art, like the first picture was fan art, and then you scroll, and then it's like from the actual manga. So it's like shown you. It's like, well, darn. So I read into it, and I read like how it ends for everyone, where everyone ends up. So I won't say, because I don't want to spoil anyone here or anyone listening.
I do have a question, and if you can't say it without spoiling, then don't.
Okay.
Was it who you think it would be? Was it who you personally thought it would be? Or were you
one of the two who I thought it would be.
Okay.
Is yeah.
Okay, then that's as far as we need to go with it.
And it just...
I just wanted to see if you guessed it.
We'll get into more details as we go on, as specific parts of it. But I just feel like... I can't even remember the protagonist's name.
It's Usagi.
He is every harem protagonist you can imagine. He is very bland, but he's made that way specifically.
But he's not a pervert.
They get into the stupid perverted situations.
Though. Well, yeah, he gets into situations, but he's not a total out pervert.
Most
harems I see are they're girls.
That's true.
They're all perverts.
But he's very bland, and I feel like it's a tactic. They're bland on purpose to be a self insert. So when they do things, you can think of it their actions as your own actions. Okay. Like, oh, he's doing this because of this. Because you're filling in the gaps.
Well, I mean,
he's full of gaps. He's hollow, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ichigo?
Spiritual pressure.
But, so I didn't particularly feel attached to him. I liked the girls on various levels, even though I feel like, you know, we're going to need more details later, but I didn't lose my mind on any of them. Like, I didn't, like, gravitate or attach to any of them.
I think that all of them had an equal chance of, well...
And probably, like, the biggest positive I can say about the series in general...
His dad, huh? You like his dad. You're like, his dad brings the series together.
Is that...
Get in there, son!
It's like their character designs. And I'm not the kind of person who's like... Who, like, break down the character designs and go into, like, all the art and the science of it all. But just, like, seeing them... Like, if you see all five of them together, they're so balanced. And, like, another thing is, like... You know, typical high school anime, you expect them just to be school uniforms all the time. Which they are plenty, but in this series, they go about and they go out.
They change clothes.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And they have different clothes and different styles, and I appreciate that. Like, they're really, like, I can appreciate the art of, like, the mangaka just, like, going through trial and error of getting the five girls and getting them balanced and all of that. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And that's my piece for now. Does anyone else want to go next?
Well, I mean,
let me bounce off what you just said. He has a washing machine, so he just wears the same outfit 7 days in a row.
Yeah, because he's poor. I mean, he's poor.
Three of the same outfit, but he could wash them.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, but
to go back to the poor thing, sorry to interrupt, but just I thought of something else.
I'm such a poor
It's the
boy.
Beginning of the first or the end of the first episode when she has a star in her hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Suki.
Yes, that.
Oh.
He takes her back to his house, and she's like, I'm not going to be your tutor anymore, and the little sister, like, shames her, saying how poor they are.
Oh, we are so poor.
Yeah.
If my sister did that, I'd slap her. Like, maybe that's not a universal thing, but, like,
child.
You shouldn't, like, broadcast that. Like, we're so poor, can you please give my brother a job? We're all starved.
Well, I mean, like, the way she did it, I mean, I was kind of accident.
Well,
she was just,
she's a typical type that,
did
like,
did they know that she was rich, too, at the time?
Yes.
Yeah. Then they were pandering. Mm-hmm. Said, please save us.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like.
That would kind of... That would just, like, annoy the heck out of me if my sister did that.
No,
so.
But I just thought it was funny.
I thought that
I don't know, man. Too. Like, when I look at anime, it's like, whatever, I mean, like... If it makes me laugh, it makes me laugh. I like it, you know? So I don't like going into detail like, it has to have a good story. Oh, there's no plot holes. Like, for God's sake, everything you watch has plot holes. Everything, eh? You know? But, you know, some people won't like it. It's not their cup of tea. Brandon over here.
No one will get why.
You can drink tea. It's okay.
But, I mean... I don't know. I feel a little bit of me and what's his name again?
Usagi.
Usagi. I don't know, because, like, always, like, he's always focusing on himself. He doesn't care about no one around him. and stuff.
Don't think that that's entirely true.
Well, no, I mean, he only cares about the people. He cares about his family. Well, that's what I'm saying, but he doesn't care about socializing or anything like that.
Because he wants to be a freaking genius.
Yeah, because he wants to
graduate so he doesn't have to be poor anymore.
That's a good goal.
He wants to get a good job.
Well, see, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be poor, and I want to be rich.
Well, again,
I want to be the next Jay-Z. You hear me?
Are we doing first impressions, or
sure?
Can we? Are we moving on to that?
I thought we're still doing first impressions.
First impressions.
Yeah, because one thing when you were talking about character designs, I know you had a big gripe about Miku's hair.
Oh,
the headphones.
No, it's just Miku wears headphones perpetually when you always see her, and they're on top of her hair. And as someone who has pretty long hair myself, I feel like that would be annoying as hell.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she lived through that. I guess you can get used to anything, but it's like. She made that choice. It's like it's an aesthetic choice. And that would bug me. If the headphones were on the hair. Those are nice headphones, though, and you can buy them.
You can? They're real?
Yeah, you can buy them in the real headphones. Okay. Well, I don't know if like that's an actual real-world brand or people have just made the headphones based off the one she wears.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
That would be interesting.
Like Origaro's coffee. Oh, that little drink?
Yeah.
That's a real drink.
Yeah.
I don't know if Origaro spawned the drink. I think the drink existed before.
Well, I know that. Well, I mean, Yakuza has like a bunch of drinks in there. They're all real. Like, I think they had that drink from Origaro in there.
Max Coffee.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't they drink something like a green tea soda?
Yeah, it was
machi soda. Yeah,
machi soda.
That sounded interesting. Like, I was like, I'm not a huge fan of like machi flavored things, like from Starbucks or whatever, but I thought like a soda would be interesting to try.
Are we talking about mochi or machi?
Machi,
because machi is like a green tea, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
mochi.
Yeah,
it's machi soda.
Yeah.
Mochi is different.
And mochi is like that little dessert thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you can do dessert.
Yeah.
All right, Tanner, tell us how you felt when you used your salad.
Oh my god.
Tanner's like, what? Rice is not the cheapest thing on
the
menu.
They showed the first thing. It's like, okay, there's five girls. I already knew this was going to be kind of a, you know, let's pick one and live my life with her kind of thing, or they all get with him kind of thing. It's just like, I'm already going into it with just.
Negative
very low expectations. It's like, what's gonna happen? This is gonna be bad. And then, of course, they showed the whole marriage thing, and it's like, oh my god, we're going into this already. And after seeing the series, I was thinking, like, well, I don't know if that hurts it or helps it that we know he gets married to one of them. But then again, it doesn't necessarily, like, it's because he met one of the sisters, right, Itsuki first, because he met her. Then he married somebody. Does it actually say, like, he's getting
married to? This guy and his unprofessionalism stuff on his phone.
It's an alarm that I have set.
Oh, you did it on purpose then.
No, I have it set every day.
Well, I mean, if you really look at the manga, they actually all look the same. Pretty same.
Oh, well, I'm getting to that.
I don't know, because I was...
Let Tanner's say his stuff.
But as I was watching it, like, I had, like, my first impressions of the girls was... very bad. I didn't really like any of them. And then, you know, after getting to know them, after he gets to know them, like, they start to level out and things change. I really love Usagi. Usagi's a Chad tutor. And then, of course, the little sis is just the little sis trope. She's cute. And
the dad's a freaking Chad, ultimate Chad.
ultimate Chad.
He's like Billy, ultimate power.
But I liked everybody. Do you guys want to hear my impressions of the girls at first?
No, I'm good.
Well, I'm curious now.
Okay, I'm good.
Here we go. So, Itsuki is Rich Bit Supreme. I didn't really like her very much. Miku is Smarty Sugar Baby Bitch. Yotsuba was, at that time, possibly the best girl out of all of them, but she's kind of a dunce. Ichiku is a junkie ho neat.
What?
And Nino is jailbait assassin bitch. So you can tell that I didn't really like any of them very much because it's just like, well, if I'm supposed to like them, they're all kind of mean.
Well, that's how it are.
That's just it.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, they've been living together for all their lives and then they bring in this new guy.
No,
and
then this guy
that is
up
the,
because of dad.
Well, to add on to it a bit, I guess, it's typical harem in that they like him because he is a guy that they spend any amount of time with. The five of them are they don't, are very sheltered comparatively. Like, they're not super sheltered, but they are.
Like, they go to high school.
So, he's a guy that they spend some amount of time with. So, it is really just harem syndrome of, like, wow, they think everything he does is amazing.
At first, like, they don't like him.
At first, but then once they, like...
Men are amazing.
But it's like that meme from years ago when it's like, you know, the guy sitting across from the girl, and it's like typical harem anime, and like the guy asks, like, can you pass, or she asks, can you pass the salt? And he does, and then in her mind she's like,
whoa, I've never met anyone like this before.
You make me remind me of this one anime.
It's like anything he does is just amplified to them to make it seem like he's this great, great guy, and he's just very basic.
He's just dude.
He's just a guy that they, like I said, that they've spent some amount of time with. So they think he's amazing, but, you know.
To be fair, the fact that he can put up with a lot of their bullshit, though, even though he's getting paid to do it, it's like, to go to the extra lengths that he went, and he did. In every episode, he kept pursuing further. Like, you know what? No, I'm not going to give up.
Well, I mean, you got to think, if he's not going to give up, like, the way he studies, he's probably going to do everything he does in real life like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're talking about that. It reminded me of that one anime. What was it called? It's like this one girl's all, it's your fault that I'm not popular. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Wakamoto?
Yeah, like, she's all like, I had two times a boy talk to me in middle school. Oh, here's your eraser. Oh, can we share a book? I forgot mine. He's just all like, he loves me. But anyway, back to the show.
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to add, since I'm thinking more of it, I think the Clark Kent syndrome, which as I call it, is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Clark Kent.
When someone can't tell them apart, and they pretend to be each other, and it's obvious. Here's the thing: like, if the idea is that we as a viewer are meant to be able to tell them apart,
yes.
So like they're colored differently, right? And then the people in that universe don't have what we have. That's why they think they're the same. They still have different hairstyles and different clothes.
Different clothes.
But the thing is, I don't know. Hair color. I feel like...
Well, that's the thing. That goes along with like the color thing. Like, if you look at the pictures of them when they're little, they have the same hair color.
Yes.
Then the bride has that hair color. So presumably, what they've done is they've all dyed their hair different colors to help tell each other apart.
Yes.
But so I just think was Hoop that like kind of an idiot world when thing. It comes to the social interaction. I just thought.
So that just annoyed the heck out of me. Because they get out of stuff doing that, and it makes no sense. And it's like, some people say, well, you have to have, you know, give certain things up logically for anime. It's like, if it's a slice of life, the only thing I should give up is that her natural hair color is orange and that she's a 15-year-old Japanese girl who has double Ds. Like, don't try and sell me on these BS things when it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, you are supposed to be a real world setting with real world rules. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought you wrote this to get out of things.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought about it like, because I don't know. I just don't think about it that much. It doesn't bother me. I just thought like, he's not really good at talking to people.
But it's not just him. It's other people, too.
Other people, too. Yeah.
Like, when they all pretend to be Yotsuba.
That was probably the stupidest part of that, when they snuck into the school, and it's just like, you see the same person four times and don't question it until the guy does it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you freaking moron. Yeah.
So that irked me. Another thing that irked me, a bit more detailed of...
It's funny, but it's just...
Well, I mean, why do you think it's better?
If you're trying to believe it, if you're trying to get absorbed into the story, and this could actually happen in real life. No. No.
I don't think about that when I read Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Well, all Harry Potter has to say is like, oh, I put a spell on me. And that's why I don't look like that.
They don't have that. Exactly. They can't do that. That's just sheer stupidity. Like, it'd be fine if one person did it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're late? Okay, fine. Now, come on in. And then, you know, one person, like, fool me twice. Shame on
the coach. It just implies that they're able to swap in and out with each other and no one catches it. Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense.
You could actually say that the marriage is false. And that somebody's
special. That's the thing. He technically marries one on paper, but they all live together. They're all his bride.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's harem to the end, man.
But wait, who gets picked to be the actual...
Mother.
The one
who's... The bride on paper, you mean?
On paper. Yes. The but then they could stake their claim over him the whole the whole time.
I'm the legal one.
Yeah, look at my paper.
Anyway, another like more detailed thing that annoyed me that like stuck in my craw when I saw it was when the dad gives him the ultimatum of if they don't all pass, then you're fired. They don't pass. None of them pass. They each like excel in one subject, but they fail.
Mm-hmm.
Nino vouches for him and lies to her dad.
No, daddy.
And then still doesn't try after that.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it. I was like, wait, what? Why? And that, like, I was like, that's, you were dumb there. You were dumb.
Yeah, I think with the, like, why she vouched for him was just she got caught up in, like, the feels. It's like, he helped, he tried, and, like, we're all sad that we didn't pass, but, like,
we did better in something,
so maybe that might, like.
But then, like, if you don't maintain that and, like, fix it afterwards, it's such a band-aid on a hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bleeding, but it's okay. I got a bad
typical, it still has the typical slice of life. We're teenagers, so we can't communicate. So a lot of the stuff that happens is because they can't communicate, and the gimmick, of course, is they're all sisters. So it's like all this stuff is happening.
And they're all slowly getting more and more into him.
You don't understand. You don't understand. I didn't mean to do that. That didn't happen. Like
Jesus Christ happened.
Yes.
Just...
Amen.
No, but...
Anyway,
I was going to say, I don't have a lot of experience watching harem animes. Like, the biggest harem anime that I, like, was one of my first animes ever was Tenchi Muyo. And, like, what I thought was kind of cool about this one is how it was different is because they, like, present immediately that he actually gets with one of these girls in the end. Whereas Tenchi Muyo, it's just, like, Tenchi's just kind of dumb and, like, all these girls want him, but there's no end game thing. I think he does get with one of them, but, like, it just doesn't feel like...
But there's, like, so many different series and different canons and all that.
What's the thing that we watched together that was, where he was the teacher? Negima?
Yes.
Negima?
Negima? Negima?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is, like, mega harem.
Yeah. I kind of spaced about that, honestly. Like, yeah. Child British
I just
magic
remember the green thing.
Oh yeah, the
the bean.
Yeah,
was he? Oh, what was? What
I can't remember
say?
His name.
I forgot his name.
Hello,
too.
It's me, your father.
What the heck?
What was he always saying though? In a good way, yeah.
In a good way.
Are you talking about mob or what was it? Sound? No. I feel like I heard
the Negima.
We you watched it with
us.
Oh,
Negima.
That.
Oh,
yeah. In a good way.
Oh, that thing. That
I thing. Failed as a father.
In a good way.
Aged dead.
Anyway, so you want to talk about who's your best wife? Okay. Except for Tanner, because he doesn't like any of them.
I changed my mind after a while. Not mind. You guys go first.
I asked you first.
No, you guys go.
I'll go.
No, O'Brien goes first.
Well, okay.
Okay, it's not Miku. Miku is... No.
I just asked your best girl. That's all I asked.
No, Miku's not...
I personally like Yatsuba. Like, because I like that character trope in a lot of animes, like Yui and Orgairu.
Like the spunky?
Yeah, spunky, like, kind of maybe a little
positive.
Dunce-y. Yay. But she's very positive. She, like, has, like... good goals in mind to, like I just really like
Minori
that kind
too.
Of
I can remind
I really like that kind of character that. So Yatsuba was like it for me.
Gosh, it's tie between Yatsuba because I just she was agreeable from the beginning.
Yeah,
not that anyone who you meet has to be nice to you, but and but like looks wise and Miku, I like her. She looks nice. I also like that she's into history. I'm really into history. So
yeah.
Well, she's into specific history.
Yeah.
Not the history you're looking
very
at.
Very specific.
Well, yeah. I don't mind that.
She'd be like, the Civil War, what's that? I don't like the Civil War.
Okay, Romero.
Miku.
I told you, Miku's not on the table.
I like her because,
if
like,
Miku died, who would
Well, no, because she's like, she's not the normie girl. Like, she's like, she's the opposite. She's not like, everything, like she's not a typical girl who's like, she says, like, I don't like movie stars or hot guys, Like, I like old hairy, but like, I'm saying, she said, like,
I like this,
I like old hairy Japanese men,
yeah. But like, what I'm saying is, like, she's like a different, she's not like following the norm,
right? She's different,
yeah. Like, and
to
like,
be
I
fair,
like,
they're all different.
I mean, I like Ichiki, is that right?
Ichika.
Ichika. I like her.
Yeah.
I like how she's like a mother figure to all of them, even though they're all the same age. Yeah.
Well, she's the first.
She crawled out first.
Man.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't. I wouldn't know. I don't think they've said, but I'm like pretty sure they usually do C-section for pregnancies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not to cut you off, but I was thinking about like how you talked about how, like for us they look different, but for like in the universe they might look the same. I don't know the science behind like what goes into that, because like obviously like identical twins are a thing and they can look exactly the same.
No.
But then like there's the fraternal twins, which I am, and obviously like you don't have to look the same if you're fraternal, but it's like I don't know how it works with
quintuplets.
So I don't know
when it
if
comes
like
to like identical genetics, like I think the one thing about this series that I didn't quite get is that they were like, even though they all lived together, they shouldn't have been super similar. Like they for whatever reason they have like this wavelength together. Like
but they're all twins though, like they all have they have like a connection.
Like I feel like they weren't different enough. That's what I was saying. It's like, but, you know, the fact that they all are starting to fall for the same guy, it's like you're kidding. This has to be a joke. Not all of them would like him.
Well, some twins really that and triplets and so on, I feel like they are very much up and down. Like some are very, very different, and others are very, very similar. And that could depend a lot on how they're raised. Like a lot of times when you have like sets of twins or triplets, like the parents, they like that they're twins and triplets, so they treat them very similarly and they have them wear the same clothes. And they have this mindset.
We were fraternal.
They have this mindset of, and boy, you know, make of like they're, you know, it's cute little doubles or triples. And I'm sure, you know, we see them when they're younger. They all look identical. They're wearing the same things. They have the same hair in the same way. Yeah. So they're in the stage of their like maturity and development as people of now they're not as controlled. Like they don't live with their parents anymore. So they've all branched out. And their branching out is a bit of an attempt to differentiate themselves. They're still always united in it, as you know.
Oh, of course, their family
in the series. You know, at the end, you know, when they're all like hugging onto him, like
yeah.
But they're also in the stage of being siblings like that, where they all feel the need to get their own niche and they have to differentiate themselves more. That's probably why they all keep their hair differently and are into different things, because they're like, well, I gotta pursue this. Like Yosef was like, I gotta be into sports, so I'm different from everyone, and
she's a people pleaser though. But we'll get into more specifics.
So that's the kind of like the psychology of it to me, at least.
I don't know, but like, no one talks about Nino, man. Is everyone hater, man?
Okay,
specific group of guys like Nino.
Probably those guys who likes to be treated like shit. But I feel like she's only like that as a defense mechanism.
But she also, like I said, is like the most distant from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And literally, she's still hostile even at the end. And she's only likes him because of the stupid wig thing.
And that picture that he took back then.
Because the bad boy. Because she likes the bad boy. But it's like, it's interesting because like the guys who like her want to be like, you know, she's like, treat him like trash. But that guy she likes treat her like trash.
I know, but like I just think she puts that up because I don't know.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't know.
She's tsundere is too putting it in a box, but she's like the tsundere of the group.
She's different.
And then who else have we been talking? Ichiki? No. Yeah, have we talked about her yet?
We're talking about her. I haven't said who I liked yet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Miku.
It's not Miku. Well, actually, I would like Miku if y'all didn't like her so much.
Well, I'm sorry I like her. You know,
the leggings, man.
I think she's cute.
It's the hair, the leggings, and the headphones,
actually,
man.
Actually, what turned me
and
off
calling
her,
him a creep at the first episode. So, what are you, a creep? Is that your thing? Looking at young girls?
I think her only thing is, like, she only likes that specific era of history. And I think that's where it's like, well, you're not really that, like, you say she's different, but she's not really that deep of a person for me. It's like, okay,
mind you, the series
she's obsessed with just this.
But the series is going on. You don't know if she expands as you know.
Right, she could expand.
But
we're basing it
off of the first season.
Yes,
it's 12 episodes.
Right now.
The argument of like, well, they might get better later doesn't apply here because we're reviewing these 12 episodes of anime.
Well, I'm reviewing chapter 221.
Well, <I'm just kidding. laughs> You're voted out.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Go outside.
So, no, I'm just laying the dirt. I'm barely reading the manga. I'm on volume 12 of the book.
Well, I ain't reading nothing. I'm waiting.
I'll let you borrow it.
No, no, no. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
See, I get treated like smut.
I'll show you
Porque smut. Porque yo soy mexicano. I just kidding.
Anyway. I think it's a tie between Ichika and Itsuki. Both of them. I was going to like Yotsuba, but Yotsuba is... It falls into, okay, you're too happy, and I don't think, it's not that positivity is a bad thing. I just think that she's a people pleaser, and she's just trying to do what's right for everybody. I don't think she's actually a type of person that I don't think would get with him at the end of the series either. She wouldn't get with him because I feel more of a friend vibe going on there where it's just like, oh yeah, you know, we got to keep things going.
Too much positivity can't be bad.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know because every time I see her, I just think she's just adorable. That too, like
she's adorable, but like,
I mean, that's like the trait. That's all I think is just that she's like,
DTF.
not that like adorable. Like, just like, I don't know. It's just like that's all I feel from her. Just like everything she does is like adorable. It's like innocent, like play. It's like innocent, like
right.
Are you trying to tell us that you think she's slow?
No.
She is a dunce, but
like what I'm saying,
well, they're all dunces on various levels.
Yeah, yes. But like I'm saying, like she doesn't like. I mean, it's like kind of Yosuba. Yosuba doesn't realize what he's doing either. Like, like the stuff he does, he doesn't realize like he's making it worse than what it is. Mm. But her, she likes helping people, but she doesn't really like focus on herself. She like helps more.
Yes.
She helps more people than herself.
Yes, that's why I think that, you know, if she had a relationship, it would be. She'd probably fall into a lot of bad relationships, but
easily taken advantage of by a bad guy. Yeah.
Very, very bad. But
Nino's ex-boyfriend.
Pretty much, I've got one more set of notes that I can go through. But Ichika, she evolved for me over time, and it's like, okay, yeah, she can't clean her room, and like, you know, they were treating him bad at first, but then like when I found out that she was actually a lot more mature than she was letting on, then it's like, okay, yes, I like this trait. And Itsuki, same thing. She was, you know, kind of a bitch at first, but then later on you see that she's just, like, she's normal. She's just a normal high school kid and all that. This is pretty much what I wrote down after watching, like, maybe 5 or 6 episodes of it. Well, Itsuki, she just wants to be enough. She wants to be enough for her sisters and for whoever she's possibly dating. Miku likes Usagi for some reason and wants to be acknowledged. She wants to be acknowledged, and that's probably why she likes him.
Yeah, because
it's like, oh,
remember, like the festival episode where we're like, he's all, I think we're not a relationship, a friend, classmate,
we're partners, acquaintance
at best.
And she gets all hurt by that.
She's all like, you're heavy.
You guys were roasting him last episode. Like, shut up.
Yeah. You're too heavy.
Yotsuba, like I said, is pretty leveled out. It's still good. Like, she's not bad per se. Ichika was, I underestimated severely. She's mature.
Yeah.
Yay! And it made me happy. And then Nino, I actually did a 180 on her too. She protect, she attack, she loves her sisters.
Like, she's a bit of like more mama bear.
Yes. She's mama bear. But like I said,
bring out those claws.
I prefer Ichika. Everybody's pretty much just like, when it comes to him, I think everybody has a chance to get with him but Yotsuba. I think Yotsuba, like I said, hasn't really given off, like, we're not talking season 2 or nothing yet.
Well,
but as of season 1, I'm just saying that Yotsuba is just giving off more friendly vibes than the other four. The other four, at least, like, they have a romantic something with him.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I can definitely agree with that.
And then you mentioned earlier, if we can go ahead and transition into that, where it's like later on in the series they find out that one of them was friends with him when they were younger.
Well, friends.
Friends.
I met you on a school trip, so I have to marry you.
No, but I'm saying there's a childhood bond tie there.
I know, but that, like, to speak on childhood bonds
but
anime
I like
in
it.
General, I feel is just very lazy.
It just added another element to the already crazy gimmick.
Yeah.
And
it was unnecessary, really.
It threw me for a loop, and I was like, are you kidding me? You can't do this.
It's just to give more, like, justification for when he does end up with one.
Yeah.
But that was actually what added Nino's whole part to it, was that she finds the photo, doesn't she? Or somebody does.
Yeah, she finds it.
Yeah.
She finds the photo, and he's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
and she likes the fact that he was a blonde kid. And she, that's,
don't you that, know?
But that's
a bad boy.
But that's why I make, like, when it comes to my list of who's going to get with him, I don't really want, I don't think Nino's on that list. Like, she's like fourth. She's like very last place because she only wants him if he has a different hair color.
Bad
and
boy.
A different personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, in the show, it does actually show them, like, he ends up getting a wig for whatever stupid reason.
That we're doing, like, the test of courage thing.
Yeah. He gets a blonde wig, and she thinks he's a different person. And, of course, because of miscommunication and not just saying, you know, I'm Usagi. But she thinks that it's his cousin or some shit, and it's just stupid.
Yeah.
So, that was funny. I think, you know, it's funny! No, don't get me wrong. I laughed the entire time, but also a part of me that really wants to be serious. It's just like, oh! I was getting frustrated with the whole series. It's just like,
nah, I just laugh.
Oh, just talk, people. Just say your feelings. And then you don't have to sit here and wonder what everybody's thinking.
I mean, only if it was easier done. Have you ever told a girl you're like, oh, I'm telling you how I feel?
Sometimes. It's
and how's it going?
I do agree that it's difficult. But in some situations, it's like, you should probably say something. Especially if it's going to hurt people in the long run. Like, it's bad.
Nah.
Especially if four or five people are all vying for your attention. And if you give special treatment to one of them, the other four will get sad.
Well, what happens if Yuzuki just marries some random person? Turns out that was just a fraud the whole time.
I don't know. Who's
people would be mad. But I would like it because I'm that kind of person.
Well, like I said, I think that...
Not all the time. If I'm, like, invested in the characters, like, I would be mad if that happened. But in this series, if that happened, when it was, like, just random, like, some chick in the background, like, that was the bride,
yes.
I'd be...
Funny. Because, like I said, I think that the intro of the series doesn't actually say it's because he met the sisters that he finds the person that he's going to be with. That we met that day.
Well, I mean, no.
How else did he meet that day? They're just trying to make you think that it's one of the.
Well,
twins.
Actually,
it's
no.
Probably going to be. But...
I don't know because, like, the first two episodes, it does indicate that it's one of the twins because, like, he says, like, it was a. You thought it was a beautiful day. I just thought it was a nightmare when I first met you. When I met all of y'all.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It gives a little bit more context.
Yeah.
I brought the manga just in case.
Oh, allow me to look up just, chapter 45.
Let me lay it down. Here's the Bible of quintessential quintuplets.
No, it's just funny Canon. Because... No, it's just funny because, like, in the manga, he actually calls the dad and he's all, I have to train five of them? 205 of them? And the dad's all, yeah, you got a problem with that? So if you can't do it, I guess...
Oh, it's also a bit of that annoying trope when, like, the parents try to set you up with someone.
Yeah.
Like his dad knows their dad somehow.
Yeah,
just, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Does he?
Yeah,
that's how he got the job.
Oh my gosh, that's interesting.
But I just wanted. I want to know how he got in debt, man.
Gambling, probably.
That's usually
some stupid.
And, like,
shit.
And the mom passed away, right? Like their mom passed away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zuki's mom too, right?
Yes, because we don't get to have parents in anime.
No,
bro. You want to talk about that? I see funny TikToks. Like I see like shonen anime. The dad leaves so I can make my son be a strong protagonist.
Sorry, I got to use you for character development.
Oh, no.
I got to find my dad in Attack on Titan.
Okay.
So I think the series has a good. I think it's a good steady incline about how it goes from just being eager, creep, pervert, whatever, you know, all the misunderstandings they had at the beginning to, okay, we're starting to like him a bit more. He's starting to like them a bit more. And then, you know, we have the little festival.
Yeah.
You're heavy. The test that they all bomb.
We've got 100 on the subject.
And then
though.
We've got the
camping. Thing.
The camping. Okay. Yeah, the camping is when things I think get a little bit more.
That's where they got locked in
the
room.
The igloo scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you like that scene?
Nah.
Tanner seemed to really like it. He's like getting all up. Like you poor people can't see his excitement right now.
Question about people who watch Slice of Life. Do any of you guys like when you watch like Japanese classes and these animes like go on trips to like mountains and stuff, does that like give you like feel good vibes? Like you wish you could be there with them or something?
Yeah.
I think
like when they went to like
the
skiing and stuff, I was like, man, I wish my schools did that.
That'd be really cool. Like it always kind of makes me a bit jealous when I see like well, they really make you work hard in Japanese high schools, but you can do cool things.
The closest thing I did to that was like football.
Then I remember, you know, it's we're seeing an idolized version of it.
Yeah.
But they're in Japan in general, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the uniforms are not colorful, as they say.
Well, it depends where you live. It depends what...
depends on the school.
What school, what city, what prefecture. Because, like, in Tokyo and bigger cities, the skirts are usually, like, higher, and out in the countries, they're, like, dresses.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Well, do we have...
Let's talk about that camping trip. Because okay. The camping trip is the height
of all that. I remember feeling a lot of dumbness about it.
Yes, there was a lot of dumbness.
Getting locked in for no reason.
There, getting locked in, and then...
Okay, that's the only
I just remember his, like, I can feel your thigh.
That's the only thing that's the only thing I hate, is just, like... That's the stupidest trope I don't know. That's
getting
the
locked together.
That's
yeah.
the trope I hate the most. Like just getting locked in, like not checking to see if there's anybody in there. Cause like
must be nothing.
No, must be nothing. Cause like it happens in Clan A too. Like Clan A,
it happens in tons.
Like it happens in there, and like the guy.
But the only reason they got locked in is because they didn't want to get caught. Because there's all this sneaking around because they're not talking to each other about it. Because they think, oh, well, so and so is in a relationship with him, and if somebody's even next to somebody.
Oh, male.
Oh,
we got mail.
Send us stuff. I'm just kidding.
Send us what? Send us what?
Anime.
Anime. Oh,
no, I thought that was your watch.
No, that was the doorbell.
Send a strap on. So.
No.
Bust it out.
Romero's girl can wear it for him.
Oh,
and
no. I don't like pegging. That's your thing, Matt.
Oh, no.
But as your tutor, I must.
Okay.
It's time to teach you.
Those were jokes.
God. Okay. Since we're on this subject, who would peg him?
Nino.
Nino.
She would drug him and then peg him.
But she wants him to be awake.
I love that she could even drug him.
Yeah.
In the first freaking episode.
He's all bye-bye.
He's like, here's some tea or here's a cookie. Have a roll from Wingstop.
Hey, man.
Oh, this is a good roll.
Oh, she's the one who's really good at cooking, right?
Yeah.
She could probably disguise it.
She's also good at, I guess, drugging people.
Yeah. Well, that made me laugh, too, whenever like they had that cook-off with Miku and Nino. And like he's just like, they taste pretty good, both of them.
That's because he's that rat from Ratatouille. He's the brother.
It's a draw.
Yeah, I don't see the difference.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good. I was all like, but if his poor taste is like that, wouldn't he be like, when Nia's cooking, shouldn't it be like Food Wars style? Be like, oh!
Food Wars cooking.
But I think
it looked like you.
That's the crossover we need.
No.
Nino needs to go to that
side. Oh, gosh. Oof.
And Mary Soma.
No.
And the blue hair girl Soma will be like
Erina only.
Is that the blue hair girl?
No, that's oh gosh.
Megumi.
Why not Megumi and Soma?
Well, guys, like I see them more as friends.
No, I see them cooking.
No. Hold your hands together.
She clearly likes him.
That's what you got. Clap.
It wouldn't. I don't have the time.
No, we're talking about later.
We're getting off topic.
Okay, the camping trip. The height of the camping trip is
they got
that,
locked for no fucking reason.
No. That's not the height of the camping trip. The height of the camping trip is who's he going to dance with?
The thighs.
Who's he going to dance with at the fire?
He danced with the thighs.
And because somebody got sick, because somebody was impersonating somebody else, which I thought that was stupid too. I don't even remember who was impersonating who. I think it was Itsuki impersonating Ichika.
Yeah, because Ichika was...
Ichika was sick.
Yeah, already sick. Or, yeah,
gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Ichika got locked into that. Locked in. And because she got locked in, she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And because she got sick, Itsuki took her place, put a wig on, which that's actually believable at this point.
Yeah, it's established.
And because of all that, somebody gets sick again. I think, doesn't he get sick?
Yeah.
He gets sick, he
passes out.
Yeah.
And then they go into the room together, and it's like, oh, well, it's almost time. And then they all hold his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, we're not going to see who actually gets to be with him in that sense because of the trope of just, well, you dance with this person, and if you hold their hand at the end of the dance, then you get to be with them forever.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's like, you know, we're all going to hold hands with
them.
I want to be with you forever, man. No. Well, the rest of us are.
Well, the rest of us held hands.
Well.
But I thought that was just so dumb at the very end of it that they're all holding his hand together.
No,
and
it's just to tell you that no one has...
Dibs.
They're at the starting line.
We're moving to Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's still illegal there, but...
I still... I think that it sucked, but at the same time, it's like... you're right when you say that, because at that point they all consider each other equals now.
Yeah.
Whether it's like,
yeah,
we all had a shot acknowledge with this dude
that they all like him and it's on. Basically, that's what that was.
But like I said, I still think Yotsuba's gonna be. I don't think she likes him like that. I think she thinks she likes him.
Well, with how much she jokes too, like she's like, wasn't there a scene where she like almost kisses him or something? Or
yeah, he's like,
and then she's like, oh, well, I'm just kidding. And it's like, could you imagine doing that? And it's like, it seemed very genuine that she didn't really care about that, like pursuing romantic interest with him.
I don't think that she's focused on that. I think Ichika could. I think she needs to focus on her film career.
Yeah.
Which I thought she was doing new things at first for some reason.
That's what you were meant to think.
Well, that guy with the mustache, yeah, it was like one of the guys like, all right, clap the cheeks like that.
Yeah, because there's very heavy vibes that she could possibly be doing.
But then again, but
adult work.
But like, I was like, no, she's too young. Like, no.
Right. That was just a ruse. Yeah. They tricked you. This whole show is a ruse. Yeah. They try to trick
you.
And maybe
this whole podcast is a ruse. Maybe that's not Tanner, but that's Matt. Matt is actually Tanner.
And I'm Ramiro. I'm Ramiro.
And I'm a ghost.
Well, Carlos is the ghost. At least in this episode.
Don't admit that we killed him.
Oh, God. I was going to make a comment to...
Chopped him up and he put him in Wingstop bags and we buried him in the yard.
Damn. Under the stone.
Is that a confession?
This just became a murder mystery podcast.
We're doing a mystery podcast? All right, let's talk about the mystery of
Scooby-Doo.
Tanner about to fap out the wood.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That's for another time.
That's a different subject. Okay, overall.
Okay, like, yeah, closing statements or thoughts.
Well, I'll just give it a rating. 10 out of 10. Like, best out of 10 5. 10. 5 stars or less.
2 stars out of 5.
Oh, that's a good one.
2 stars out of 5.
Okay, you, Tanner?
2.5 stars out of 5.
You, Ren?
I'd give it like a 3 or 3.5 just because I'm a sucker for Slice of Life.
4!
Because of Miku.
Miku made up 3 of those stars.
No, honestly, 3.5.
Do you look at that commission I got of her every night?
Yes, sir.
But
your brother told me that it's just in a drawer and you don't look at it.
Yeah.
That's shameful.
But how does he not know I look at it before he goes to bed?
Oh, I don't know. It's just I feel like if you're really proud of it, you display it 24/7.
Why don't you buy a frame first?
Okay, so we gave her ratings. So I'll just go ahead and say what I thought about it. Like, yes, I like Slice of Life, so I'm a little biased. I mean, there are some Slice of Life that I just can't stand. But yeah, I really like this one. It was chill. Gave me like feel-good vibes with watching them like go on trips and stuff. But yeah, I'm kind of eager to see where it goes. I haven't read any of the manga. I probably won't like touch it just in case of spoilers or anything.
Same. I'm gonna wait till it actually comes out and just watch it.
Yeah, so I liked it. It isn't in my top 10 favorite slice of lives or anything, but
no.
It was good.
It's a gimmick. it's the weed.
I guess I'll go next. I don't know what else to say other than like it didn't absorb into me. Like I didn't sit there and make an etching on my thoughts. It was just I watched it and I chuckled at some parts and I think they all, you know, they look cute and all that jazz, but it was just a show. Like it's concepts and ideas have been done a lot better.
Yep.
Yeah. That's fair.
I agree with that. Just got a very displeasing detail. Ramiro's picture's on the ground.
No, it's not. It's not even there anymore. It's not even on the ground.
It was on the ground at one point.
Yeah, but not anymore.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what I think of the series is it's gimmicky.
You know, you
should. It made me wait till second season.
I had to fact check you, and you're ruining fake news all over again.
It was gimmicky. It was way too harem-y. Sure, they're all cute, like you said, but... But then again, I like shows that do that because then it's just like, you know, if a show doesn't piss me off, that means I didn't care about it. But since I cared about it, it pissed me off. And so I hate that I have to wait till second season to figure out what happens. And that might not even be the tip of the iceberg. We might not ever know who he gets with. Because that's the bread and butter right there.
Pretty sure you will. I think there's only enough material for another season.
You think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, because the first volume is like the first 3 episodes.
Okay.
You can't Legend of Legendary Heroes me and just.
Hey, what about you, Romero?
The Miku show.
No, I mean, she's not there. I mean, I was like, I really liked her, but watching again, you know, I branched off to liking the other ones too, except for Nino. Yeah. I still don't like her.
Yeah, Nino, I can't see myself like, I can't see her liking me. So it's like, what's the point?
Well, I can't see any of those girls liking
me. So she only has value if she likes you. I'm just kidding.
Well, I think he's going off the argument of like how you fit yourself to that main character.
If somebody likes me, I like them back. But at the same time, I can still like somebody without them.
Well,
liking
I hate you.
Oh no!
Oh no! And we have a podcast together.
We don't hate each other here. We're all friends.
Yeah, it's all jokes.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think we've pretty much reached a conclusion for now.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we'll review the second season way when it comes out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun.
But
should we say ask for recommendations for what they want us to review next, or
we could, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have an anime you want us to review, just let us know. And
if you did like it,
we will watch it before we review it.
Yes,
that's the idea.
Well, I mean, ain't that a point of reviews?
Yeah.
No, I'm going in blind. I'm just gonna talk about it without knowing.
We're gonna make it up as I go along.
Blind review.
Ninjas? How could that be fun? That's not good. I mean, look at his hair.
But yeah, we are.
It's not the hood.
We are the Shower Productions.
Yes,
I am Matt.
I'm Tanner.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Romito.
And we will see you next time.
Farewell, everybody.
Farewell for now.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Adios.
See you next month.
See you next month.
Tanner.